control to stay warm, he put a jacket on, made of 100% pain. The label said the only way to wash it was to stand out of rain, but he still was cold, the other kids were old. All he really wanted in life was Jordans and gold, and he'd be set, getting fine girls with arrests, see him with the boombox and Fat Boys cassettes. If he got into a fight, he'd throw down, but he's a little skinny kid, about 70 pounds, and he had a loud mouth, so nobody stepped
to him. Sorry, just fiddling with some volume to see if I can get it started.
But it didn't get to that, this little aristocrat trying to live fat, smashing mailboxes with bats, running wild through the streets, his mouth would make peace, used to play football in mud with baseball cleats. That's the life in my memory, embedded in my brain, as he started growing, things started to change.
All I stand for, and say, what's right or wrong for me?
Got older, he started to realize everybody smiled, was just jealousy in disguise. If he turned his back, that was that a knife would begin it. Drama face to face at any place, no one would begin it. But they knew what this kid had been through. Nothing nice, best sacrifice off of life's menu. And things lately were starting to get crazy. And if they stuck around, maybe his mom would lose the baby. So they broke out, headed down south one route. This kid was still acting wild, thought he was tough, no doubt. Dealt a difficult hand, but he had to play with it. Emotionally disturbed when the kid never quit it. Immediately took charge, running his new neighborhood. Makes me laugh thinking when he built forts from wood. And if anybody touched him, then that's the rise. If anybody run into the creek, they get cast. At school, everybody saying who's the new kid. I heard he's from Chicago. Last week, nobody did such and such. That's how
can you hear this?
Started, but at lunch, acting all retarded. Eating Captain Crunch, thought he was funny. Little dummy making a scene. Looking happy on the outside, but inside me. A lot of anger built up from things in the past. Such a unreal life, reality hard to grasp. That's the life of my memory embedded in my brain. As he started growing, things started to change.
Hey, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, etc, etc.
He moved again, I was moved solo 13 times. Started getting serious and writing serious rhymes. He began working, hustling in company. Pockets full of cash now, every day it's hopping street. Got away with it, finally got caught in Bull City. They didn't fire him, instead the job he quit it. His life is slowed down, different than in the beginning. Only
works. Gonna head into T2, see if I can find what's going on.
Maybe twice, who knows? The only problem was the girls weren't nice for hoes. It was a big mistake, messed up the kids, my state. Betraying his best friends for nice ass in a day. Wait, what's going on here? The girls left him, now he's scarred from left ear to right ear. That's his whole brain, that was like to get him. What he did to his best friends happened to him. Now he cares about nothing, feeling sick every day. Thank God, eventually the pain went away. Now he's grown mad, than he ever has been. Up late at night at home, his only friend is his pen. Right angry, getting out frustration through poetry. Treating girls the exact opposite of nobly. The struggle continues on, documenting it every song. Made it this far, confident, he'll live on. That's the life in my memory, embedded in my brain. And it's true as he grew, things did change.
My life's a steady flow. Who can say what's right or wrong for people? You have the right to know. My life's a steady flow. Who can say what's right or wrong for people?
Oh,
shout out from Annexed. He says, blame DV for everything. Just about found the server. I'm gonna can only see EM on it at the moment, so I'm presuming Hades are gonna turn up in a second. This is Liquid Fix casting EM versus Hades semi-final in the EM tournament, the Muppet tournament as they call it. Not feeling too well today, so I'm not sure what a good job I can do with this, but I will do my best. Right, there's a couple of Hades on the server now, I can see. Really not on the mood for this. Let me get warmed up. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. Hopefully we can start soon. I think the game was supposed to start 8 minutes ago, but there's still not many Hades players on the server. It's Liquid Fix, it's EM versus Hades, semi-final of the Muppet Tournament. If anyone has any shout-outs or anything, let me know now while we're in this preliminary piss-about phase. And I'll see what I can do. Map's been changed to Respite Siege map. I guess that's the first one. I've not cast a siege map before, so I don't know how it'll go. We'll have to see, eh? Seems they forgot tournament mode though. I don't wanna miss one smile. I don't wanna miss one kiss. this map. Oh, Christ, I don't know how to do this with the observer HUD, so I'll do my best though. Respite is the map. The attack is spawn way off. There's like a mountainous area between them and the switches. There's two generators which they've got to take down in two towers. One's like a insalubrious CNH type bunker. The other one is kind of a slapdash looking thing. Once they've got those, there's the Beggar's Run base with a switch at the bottom which they've got to take. Two force fields protect it until the generators are down. Different teams have different tactics, so we'll have to see how these guys play it. Those people just tuning in, it's Liquid Fixcast at EM versus Hage, Muppet Tawny semi-final. Not sure who they'll play if they win this, I will find out for you right now. Well, it'll be the winner of 99 versus Zorn. Yeah, winner of 99 versus Zorn, so won't find out yet. We'll have to see. Just because I run circles around your fleet like a track athlete in the heat, refusing retreat, so the heart won't beat when you're battling. Your brain pattern's traveling slower than a camel caravan of Arabians from Pakistan. Line after line, a chance for you to shine next to mine. A rare occasion like when the planets align. I soar 100,000 miles high above the eye. Look towards the sky and watch me cross multiply. 1,000 whack MCs times 1,000 whack MCs equals 1,000,000 easy battle victories for me. Battling GI is like relaxing my mind. In fact, I could battle you in sleep at the same time. I'm dedicated to this. Sicker than a sadomasochist is blasphemous. With a nice coordinated attack, you can take this base down very quickly. Get in there, get the switch, all on the first run. After that, they get a chance to build up some defenses. It's going to be a lot harder to take it. Not impossible by any means, but it helps a lot if they can get it in the first run, or at least do a lot of damage in that first run. Put constant pressure on so they don't get a chance to get the gens back up, and just pressure them on the switch. We've got 5 Hades on the server at the moment and 12 EM, so we've still got to wait for them to come in. Better late than never, I guess.
This is America. POD and Santana. Live in La Casa. Live and direct.
For some reason I ping 300 to the server, so I might be slightly behind the action. I don't really know where that is. Never used to be that bad. Show me the way to my better days. What's the price to pay if I follow you? America, America, will you come back to me, baby? We now have 9 8 players on the server. 13 EM.
We can't attain, so I maintain.
have 10 now, nearly there, 2 more. So close. Viper Jan says, by the way, spammers get banned from Finale / Me Looks at AIDS. Deary me, when will they let that one lie down? AIDS now have 12 on the server. Deathstorm's just joined to make the 12. So I'll go through the rosters. EM have Megakid, Nitoid, Stimson, The Beak, Good Guy, Cold Rodent, Aki, Tega, Black Warlord, Toxet, Viperjan, and Funktastic. AIDS have Yantar, Brosmelly, Cold Lizard, Viper, Radiant, Spigs, LB, Dommy, Nag, Little Boots, The Driver, Deathstorm. A few familiar faces. Not sure who's attacking first because I haven't really been looking. It seems AIDS are attacking first, EM defending first, funnily enough. So hopefully we can get this done. Nice quick round of siege. Not South Cassidy before, but apparently it can be really, really boring to do. So maybe they'll win quick or lose quick. Either is good, I really don't mind. Then we can get onto the juicy CTF maps, and that is fun. Which I think is desiccated at this time. It would seem Infectious managed to get away with not playing this game. He was being called on by EM while he was trying to cast the number one base games, the one versus wildcards, and wasn't too happy about it, but it seems he's managed to stay casting. Ian went down to 11 and now 12 again. swapping some players with the team, either that or Naito had just disconnected. He's rejoining now though, so maybe then Hayes will be ready, EM have got their stuff sorted and we can get going. Start off by observing the driver, I think. Right, kill the music, it looks like it's just about to start. Play some more of that in the interval. Oh, I really wish it would flipping alt-tab quicker than this. An incredibly irritating thing about Drive Steel, I'm sure you'll know. Spig says, where are the gens, by the way? Right. Come on, you buggers. 12 on both teams. Should be starting very soon. Can't see any reason for it to be held up. Toxium initiates a vote to start the map. Maybe they'll take a hint. The usual global in between the Hades players and the IL from EM. Stimson and Mega Kid.
No.
Come on.
No. Yes.
And LB abuse, which is always necessary, of course.
Oops.
I'll get my bit in there. Come on, smile. Right. Hades are ready. Are EM ready?
30 seconds.
There we go. Admin started the match to start. 30 second countdown. Usual pre-game span coming mainly from Hades. They wouldn't be Hades without it, of course. If anyone's just tuned in, this is Liquid Fix casting EM versus Hades on the Muppet Tournament. The map is Respite. Is it Respite? Yes, Respite Siege. Sorry. I'm sure most of you know it. Two gens, one switch. Match start was cancelled and now restarted again. And now they're asking council, oh for God's sake.
Quiet. Quiet.
Looks like EM weren't ready.
Seconds.
Oh no, countdown's still going, 50 seconds left, 15 now.
10 seconds.
Riddick's joined the game, I've not seen Riddick in ages. Time limit changed to 15 minutes, right here we go, 3 seconds. And here we go in, right following the driver. Soon up at his base, going through the green force field. What's he going to say? I'm guessing heavy offense. Yep, there it is. What was that? No, that's more assault offense. Oh well, I'm going to follow him anyway. Not sure where he's going. He's kind of taking a back route here. Going the wrong way. That's interesting. Oh no, he's going round. That's alright, I'll let him off. He's taking a long route round the back. Probably to try to sneak in through the side or something. Right, I'll observe someone else. Oh no, I can see him coming towards the base now. Should get some action in pretty quick. Come on, Dribs.
Awesome.
Sitting on the hill with his old spin fuser out. Can't see either. It's mortar spam coming in on the tower, the first tower. See if we can get those gens to go down. They do that, they could be alright. Get it down pretty quick. There seems to be a base D here. Who is it? We've got Mega Kids playing HD in the first tower. The gens are still up. I'm real sorry, I'm not feeling great. Place is mined up. A lot of action coming in on the hills. Midfield dueling. This is LB. LB just seems to be giving his heavy offense some cover. Taking out the midfield. See if that gen... I think the gen's just gone down. Yeah, the first tower of the gen is down. Just going to watch it. It's being camped. More spam going on it. The second gen... The second tower is getting spammed. The bunker is, anyway. Not sure if you can take that gen down with just spam on its own. Mortar's clearing out the area though. We've got Tager playing HD here, who just defends it from Little Boots, trying to take out the gen. Still mortar spam going in on it. The gen at the first tower is up again, so give themselves a bit of a cushion. Plenty of defense running around inside it. That should be up again, secure again. Mortar's clearing out the bunker. Generator's damaged but not down. Getting repaired up to full health, then the repairer is killed. Ims are both down in that base, it's empty. It's an easy target for anyone that comes in here. Tager runs in, but he's in light with the rep pack on. Not in great health. Seems to be three heavies with shield packs guarding the switch. So, they've got a lot of work to get in there once the gens are down. This could be an incredibly boring one to cast, if it stays like that. Right. Tower 1 generator is still up, under attack, but still up. The Spigs is just going in heavy. Drop some more off at the gen, that's going to go down. He's going to stand here, camp it for a while. Red health gets taken out by Viper Jam before he can do anything. And I'll check out the other bunker. And this is awful, this really is. I'm sorry for anyone listening, this can't be fun to listen to. Because there's not much going on, it's all quite centralised around these two towers. But well done to Wildcards for beating Zorn on the first map. I'm not sure how it's going at the moment. But they capped Zorn out 8-1 or something on the first map they were playing. I'm not sure what it was. So well done to them. First tower goes down. Not much offense coming around. Just going to follow someone for a while, see what they get up to. Dommy, I think. Dommy's suited up in heavy. He's in the second tower. He's in the bunker. Drop some mortar up there. The gen's going to go down. There it goes. Gen goes down. HD trying to take him out. He's going to get taken out, but he's done the damage. Gets conk nade and then naded. Gen is down. And Black Warlord's in there. He's probably going to grab a repair pack, repair ASAP. Doesn't have one at the moment, though, so for the minute that gen's down. There it is. It's getting repaired by Good Guy. Good Guy repairs the bunker generator. And come back over to the first tower. The big one nearest the hill. Gen is down there as well. Have a quick look at the switch, see if I can see anything going on. Plenty of action coming towards it. Can they get into it though? I don't know. No, both gens are back up. They're not going to get in there. Seems to be Viper, seems to be camping the switch area, waiting for those gens to go down. They found him though, they're going to try and take him down. Blast is fine all over the place. He can hold them up for a while, keep them busy though. First tower, the gens are up. Second tower, the gens are up. Heavy D's in there. Good Guys in there playing HD. Oh, it gets taken down. I'm not sure who took them down. I didn't see anyone. They've got Risen here though, so they can get it up pretty quick, I would imagine. Good Guys still in there playing HD. Tega also in there playing HD. Can't see any Hades players there, so we should go up pretty quickly. Yeah, it's back up now. See the three heavies down on the switch. We've got Aki the Beak and Cold Roden. Shield packs, heavies. Radiance just popped down but can't get to the switch with the shield packs. Just drops some mortars about. Takes out some attackers. Gets back up to his base. I think he was taken out. Yeah, he was. First tower, Gen is still up. They've got to get some mega coordination to take this down, and they're going to need a lot of offense on that switch as well, so I'm not sure what I would do in this situation. Gen at bunker's getting repaired by Good Guy. That's back up again. Few MAs flying about the place, plenty of Horage. A lot of dueling going up on this hill, try and hold them back. Just going to watch Toxer fighting for a bit. He's in spawn. Who's he fighting with? LB, I think. Won't get far with that one. Yeah, there is LB whoring him up. I think he's just there pretty much to try and help his heavy offense get to the bases. Take out the midfield and people that are waiting there to defend. Giving the heavy offense a bit of an easier job getting there. There's a lot of the trouble is the heavy offense can get taken out before they can get near these gens. The first tower gen is down. So now we'll check out the other one, see what's going on there. That's up currently, but there's mortar spam coming into the room. Viper Jan is getting hauled to pieces, but he's still in there. Hades heavies have taken the bunker as well. I think that's both gens down now. See what's going to go on at the switch, see if they can get a touch. Switch, yeah, force field's gone back up. Tower generator's been repaired. Hades couldn't keep that one down long enough. It's a trouble, it's quite easy to take the bases back, get the gens back up again. So you really have to cut it very close, very coordinated if you want to get in there. That heavy D is going to cause the trouble with that as well. You've got to be quick to get in there, and with three heavy D shield backs, you're not going to get anywhere. Gens are back up, heavy D holding people out for the time being. Maybe if you're like real sneaky, you can jump up over them, but I don't know. Aki giving a wave. Not sure who to, because I wasn't actually observing him. Deathstorm, watching Deathstorm for Hades. Throwing some mortars into that switch tower. Heading in now towards the bunker. Mortaring the heavy defense misses, but just generally causing some disruption. chucks the mortars in, doing some damage, probably takes out their IMs. Yeah, there it goes. Generator in the bunker still up. We've got Tega with a spider turret sitting there ready to deploy it, defending the generator. The first tower's generator is down. Noah Hates players camping it again. If they're going to do it not so coordinated, they've got to somehow take them and hold them at least. Not going to get anywhere if they don't. 17 minutes left on the clock. I thought these were supposed to be 15 minutes. I'll just check. 17 minutes left to play. It's set apparently, but I'm still getting 17 minutes left to play. So I couldn't tell you. Just Siege got a bug. Okay, Siege on the server seems we've got a bug. Or something, Siege has a bug overall. I'm not sure what that's about. Oh, it seemed EM was down to 11 temporarily as Funktastic's just rejoined. Funktastic, I think, is TJ. Not 100% sure. Maybe someone can confirm that with me. If anyone doesn't know, he's changed his name. I think we've got Fireproof and Observer here as well with me. And Infectious. So Infectious has been dragged away from his shoutcast. Just been told to drop. Unlucky. Switch, let's see what the switch is going on. Yeah, we got both the gens up. Three heavies still there, full health, shield packs. It's going to be really hard to shift them. Right, bunker gen is now down. Head over to the first tower. First tower gen is up. Bunker gen down, bunker gen up. First thingy down, up, down, up, down. Switch, heavies. This isn't going to go anywhere, come on. Need some action, need something interesting. Someone do something funny. Let's follow you. Deathstorm, nah, you won't do anything funny. LB, you're just a fool, so let's follow you. LB's in a heavy suit this time. See if LB does anything decent. He's just coming out of his base, heading towards the switch bunker. Not sure why. Maybe they've got some kind of offense planned. Oh, there's a lot of action going in on it. Just see if the gens are down. Yeah, both gens are currently down. Just watching the three HD. Someone, the gens back up. Just Hater trying to get in. HD was stopping them though. Couldn't get in. Defended again. What a bitch, says LB. Yes, LB, what a bitch. First tower gen is up. Bunker gen is, let me guess, always down. That'll be up again very soon, I would imagine. See if I can see anyone with a rep pack. Funktastic's in there guarding it. Good guy has not a rep pack either, so it's still down. No one with a rep pack coming yet, but someone's got to be getting one. Can't see any Riz around the area. No turrets deployed. Turrets can help a reasonable amount on this, if for no other reason than just to piss off the heavy offense while they're trying to do their job. Does that extra bit of damage to them. Heavy offense can't dodge them too well, especially not when they're looking. We've got Brosmanis doing some spam from the hill straight into that gen. It's a nice spam point, can be quite effective. Black Warlord's trying to defend the gen. It's up, but it's badly damaged. More spam still coming in. It's still up, though. See the heavies? Yeah, we've got Little Boots now skiing onto the tower. Lands on the roof. It's coming in from the top. Hopefully get that down. Just dropping some spam, clearing the tower out, making his life a bit easier, like. Lazy bastard. More mortar spam. Gets shock lanced. Kills himself, but manages to kill a few of the EM players as well. I know he didn't kill himself, EM. He got killed by Mega Kid and a nade after he killed him. So, ladies, the first tower gen is down. The bunker gen is getting attacked and is down. Head over to the switch, see if I can get there before they repair it. Oh, it's still down. Only two HD there. But lights are coming in to help defend it now as well. Mortar spam's coming in, knocking the HD off a bit. In comes the Haze player, or is it Nag? Gets taken down though before it can go anywhere. More lights coming in to defend it. Gen's still down, HD not looking too healthy now. The Beak down here has got half energy, half health. Who else we got? There's only one HD now, one of them's been taken out, but we've still got three lights running about the place. A couple of mortars down there could clear them out. Looks like they've got the gens down for a bit longer than normal. Yep, gens still down. One HD is all I can see. Right, here come the LD again. Dropping off rep packs to the Beak. Defending that. He's getting repaired now by... Oh, I can't see who that is. It won't work properly. Gens still down. Hayes player's coming in. Dropping that mortar. Spig's team killed LB before he could get to the switch. He wasn't that close though, so... it's not that bad. can see Good Guy now is heavy. His mates are chucking him off rep packs and stuff. Just called Rodent now. Hayes Mortar Spam's coming in. They're putting a lot of pressure on the switch. Gens aren't going back up. I've not seen them go back up. This could be it if they keep this pressure up. Taking out their defense. Slowly but surely. They might get there. And it could be the end. Oh shit, then I've got to... Oh, bloody hell. I've got to SC it for the other team as well. So it doesn't look good. Both teams doing a good job though, I guess. EM doing a great job of defending, getting those generators back up before Hayes had a chance to get to the switch. Right, there you go, Jen's back up. I think that's the Bunker Gen back up. But I think it might have just gone back down again. Yeah, Bunker Gen is back down again. Check out the Tower Gen. Tower Gen is up. But it's getting taken down again by a mortar just as I was there. So I think that leaves this place with no D, but the generator went back up. Now the heavy D is returned. So it's the generator's back up, same position as we've had most of the game. Can't get to that switch because of the force fields. The bunker generator is up. The tower generator is down, and I think it's being camped. I swear I saw a Hades player there, hiding somewhere. Sneaky bastards. Right, here's satchel charges going off around the place. 1 minute 30 left, apparently. I guess that's what the bug is, won't set the time. Generator's back up, I've got LB sitting down here just staring out, waving to the HD. Gets taken out. He kills himself, trying to kill some Nitoid. Shoots Nitoid, kills himself, but he takes out Nitoid as well. So well done. I'm sure you thought it was worth it. And this is Little Boots heading for the bunker.
60 seconds.
Right, we have 60 seconds left on the clock. I think they might... EM are going to successfully defend this. Spig's whinging about, well, talking about observers. I expect they think it's me. Dunno. God the Spackers, says the beak. Jez, says Spig's. See, that's how interesting this game is. I'm just reading out the spam. Right, Little Boots is now near the base. He's not going to get there in time. 30 seconds left on the game. EM, I think, I'm pretty sure they've defended this one successfully. Unless something really crazy happens right now and makes me look really, really stupid. But at least the game will be over just that little bit quicker. Just play, we didn't cheat, mate, says Nitoid. Bow, whatever, says Spig's. We've got a little slagging match going on. That interests it a bit. Nice one. A little too late, maybe. Bunker Gen is up. 5 seconds on the game. EM has successfully defended, and now it is Hayes' turn to defend. I wonder what tactics they adopt. Well, is there something like 20 seconds in between attacking and defending? Well, that was nice spam. Time is counting up. Let them cap. Right, that's the bug. It counted down right, but it's not actually ended the game. So just sit there and let them piss around. I think they've just got to let them cap, cease fire. TK your gen, quiet, blah blah blah. That's a nice little bug, you can't actually lose. There we go, right. Game is over, 15 minutes, EM successfully defended, H could not take it, the gens were up most of the time, gens went up pretty quickly nearly every time bar one, heavy D on those occasions managed to defend it well, so well played EM, see if Hades can do the same, we may have a tie first map, we may not, it's not a great fun map, I don't like it myself. We got the same squads, Bros Melly's in Observer now, so maybe they're bringing him in to attack with, seconds. Defend with even. IL beat you, says Stimson.
5, 4, 3.
Don't think he realises he hasn't actually won yet. So let's follow Stimson then. See if he does something good. Oh, he's got a lady skin on. Each their own, I guess. Right, he suits up in a heavy suit, heading off towards the base. See which generator he wants to destroy. If they get the coordination with this map, they can get it sussed. But with that 3 heavy D in the last map, it can make it a bit tricky, admittedly. And the taxis have got to fiddle a bit, so if the team's using TeamSpeak, it'll make it a lot easier for them, where they can just make minor adjustments in the game. Sort out those heavy D, take it down those generators, run in there, more spamming everywhere, just spam, spam, spam. Great fun. And then hopefully win. Or whatever you want to do, if you want to lose. You can lose, you want to win. Again, I've got all these stats around the side. Storm stats, kills by players 169, Inferno, kills by players 121. I don't believe them, to be honest. They don't make sense to me. We've got Spiggs is missiling. I'm not sure what he's missiling, I think someone hidden behind a hill. Hacks IMO. LB on defense with a shot glance. Misses! Gives you crap. Nah, you're not really. I was joking, mate. It's alright. He's chasing down a heavy offense on a fast ski route, which is fantastic. Right, Hades do have spider turrets up on that base and a clamp turret up on the hill. The bunker gen is already down. Getting repaired though. But there's offense outside. Won't stay down for very long, but they'll get it back down again quicker if they come in now. It's Yantar doing the repairing. Check out the state of Tower 1. Heavy offense spamming gets taken out on the hill. Tower 1 gen is up, being repaired by the driver, who seems to be playing heavy D there. If you always got a rep pack handy, you can't go wrong on this map. The bunker's gen is up, getting repaired by both Yantar and Viper, so that's up. Nice and secure. Let's see if they've got a lot of midfield. A common tactic I see is they load up on the midfield, stop the heavy offense getting anywhere near. They can't get into the base, or they're bugging before they get there. And then the heavy defense has a good chance of taking them out. We seem to have Radiant here playing defense, whoring up a good guy, stopping him in his tracks. Mortar spam going in on the switch. Could this mean that we have the switches down? No. Both gens are up. 2 HD for Hades. Not both of them hiding behind the switch this time, though. Popping in and out a bit. We've got Domi and Cold Lizard. I swear he was just on. No, it's Cold Rodent. Alright. Let him off. Radiance in light playing midfield. Yeah, we just discussed that. Who is this? LB. Gonna follow Cold Rodent around. He has an ammo pack on his back, so I'm expecting him to do some spamming somewhere.
Hi.
Take down those gens.
Hi.
Waves, thank you very much. You've made my day. People love me. Flares everywhere. He's missiling red things falling from the sky. Again, each to their own, whatever floats your boat, etc. Nitoid. Heavy suit. Heading towards the tower gen. Drops a couple of mortars in behind him. He drops the mortar in at the gen. It's going to go down. Driver's there to repair it though. He repairs it straight away. Straight back up again. See, you really... I don't know what you do. You maybe have to just take out every player on the team. Take down the gens. Take out the switch. Just be very quick on the coordination. We've got Spiggs deploying my inventory stations. I won't say where because you bastards are cheating. And you know it. We have Yantar with the rep back, Viper with the rep back, both repairing the bunker gen, which is going up and down, fluctuating a bit. It does seem you can actually cause some damage from outside the base, because as they're repairing it, mortars are just landing in the doorway, and it's stopping it getting fully repaired, and it's kind of staying in a state of almost repaired, but not quite repaired, see? Even with two rep kits going on it. So it would seem you can actually damage it. Because I can't see anyone in there unless there's some sneaky cloaker. Tower 1 gen is down, but getting repaired again by the driver, I can hear. Well, I presume it's the driver. Yes, it is. Back up again. Bunker still getting spammed. Spam's only just hitting that doorway, but it seemed to be doing some damage. Gen now, however, is on full health, so I guess the spam stopped for a while. Imms are getting repaired. Plenty of light D running around, heavy D in the bases. Taking this switch is not an easy task. Not looking forward to playing this map with 9-9 when we have to play Zorn. It's not going to be fun. Let me see. Yep, both force fields are up. Heavy D is still alive. Both force fields just went down. Heavy D is still in there. We have Toxie. Toxie shouldn't be down here. Toxie, very nice. Just snuck in there. Observer thingy picked it up and said, oh, it's Toxie, and I was like, he's not supposed to be there. So well played. I think that was a bit of a cloaking because I couldn't actually see him. So well played, sneaky bast. Right, while the map changes, put on some music, let them sort themselves out. I think the next map is Desiccator.
Prepare yourself.
We'll find out though, to be confirmed. Right, yee-ho then. Put on some. Where's my playlist gone? There it is. Put that one back on. Didn't get to finish it before. In case there was any confusion, EM won that one, by the way. very well played to them. Hayes just couldn't hit the switch on the first run. Toxie comes in, gets the switch at the end. God knows how he managed to get through like a heavy D and two LD. But he did, very well played, and he got it. And now that map's over, thank God. Next. Yes, it is Desiccator. Oh goody. Can't see bugger all. Toxie asking if he can observe. Currently have 10 EM players on the server. Oh, there's a few in observer mode, so there's no worries. Spig says bugger off. Take the IL twats with you. Seems to be a bit of bitching going on here, actually. T2 wouldn't be T2 without bitching, I guess. Basically, a couple of the EM guys are just saying IL's playing, a load of IL players playing for EM, only reason they won, or something like that. LB gets warned by Spigs for inappropriate conduct. I guess that's because he was also an IL player. Right, Desiccator is a very, very dusty map. The flag stand is like enclosed within force fields. Generator like tower is on a separate hill. I'm not sure how to describe this base really. It doesn't look similar to many others that I've seen before. Generator, you kind of go in, there's two slidey things. One of them takes you straight to the top, one of you takes you to a middle level. And the generator is at that top level. It can be easily camped, but then I guess it could be easily defended as well. They'll need to keep that up if they want the cap, so they'll need to take it down if they want a cap. They'll need to keep that up if they don't want a cap. Well, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. Desiccator is the map, vehicle map as well, so we should see some striking. EM have just got a couple of IL's recent strikers, so that might work in their advantage. So if I was to make a prediction right now, I'd be tempted to say EM could get this one. Tempted, I don't know though. We'll have to see. I can see Infectious is playing this time around. Nice to see him playing rather than casting and getting quite excited about it. Saves us all. He was just recently casting the number one spot Wildcards versus Zorn. I'm not sure who won that one. I'll find out for you in a minute. Oh, hang on. Seems I don't know the map too well. There is a shield generator as well, separate to the base generator. So, yeah, I'll go find that one then. Sorry about that. Ooh, shield generator. Let's go have a look. I can't wait. I have no idea where it is though. So, bear with me. I might have to ask someone. Oh shit, game starting. Gonna stop the music. Bugger! Now. Bear with me, it's alright. I will find it before any action happens, I swear to you. As my duty as a shoutcaster, the Cornish shoutcaster. Yes, your local Cornish shoutcaster, yes. I will find it somewhere. Can't see bugger all. Ah, lol, where is the FF gen? So, I'll ask him. Waypoint. I don't get waypoints in OBS. Oh, where the hell is it? There's a bridge there. Strike there. Oh, successful one. There's that on the hill. Bloody hell. I've no idea where it is. No idea at all. So I'm not going to be able to check out who's camping it. Ah, it's like a long way over there. Right. I'm not going to waste too much time watching that one. So anyway, I'm watching Radiant right now with a shield pack. The base gen is down. I presume this is the base gen. Yes, because it's down and the shield is still up. We have Good Guy playing heavy on flag for EM. The base gen is getting taken down at the moment. by Radiant, it would seem, although it was down when he got there. Lots of nades flying around in there. Gen is down. Is anyone repairing it? Just try and navigate this blooming base. Where am I? Okay. So I'll ignore that one. Let's follow Stimson for a bit. Hope he's striking. Striking is always fun to watch. He's heading up towards his base, Gen. Try and retake that. Get it repaired. They're not going to be able to get strikes. But he nabs Radiant, who was just left outside, which is nice of him. Not the smartest move you can do. Give Stimson a free strike. But that's what they've done. He's shooting up some heavy in the strike. It's a quite nasty accurate blaster fire, actually. Very nasty. Cold Lizard gets taken down by Stimson. Striking's always fun to watch. Everyone loves striking. You can see the contrails just about, but you have no chance of seeing bad guys. Hang on! He was shooting a heavy at the shield, Gen. I'm going back. I can't see bugger all. There's like fog and crap everywhere. Oh, bollocks. Now I'm lost. Okay. That was Cold Rodent. Cold Rodent seems to be attacking it, so I'll follow him.
Hi.
Oh, I don't know what he's doing. He's sitting in some base. Looks like he's playing D now. Right. I think this is the shield generator. Yes, I believe this is EM's shield generator. It is up, currently. In the middle of nowhere. What a stupid place to put a random shield generator. Can't say I like this map anymore. Doing my nutting.
Yes.
Right. Yes, Cold Rodent is defending that shield generator. Nag complaining at 250 ping. Not very nice. Watch Mega Kid for a while, suited up in a heavy suit, missile launcher on his back. Missiles aren't very nice for strikers on this map, I wouldn't imagine. Can't see where they are coming from.
Yes.
Just tell him I get 300 ping. So he can't say nothing. Mega Kid, I don't know where he is. Really cannot see anything at all. Maybe not so fun to cast as I thought. Little Boots with a shield pack is causing some trouble around the EM defense, just disrupting them a bit. Shield generators are up for both teams. Not any grabs yet, still 0-0. This is nowhere near exciting as I thought it would be. Who is this in a strike? Catch him! He's too fast! Where's the speedy button? Not that one. Oh well, he's getting away. Let's watch this one. Ah, Stimson again. Stimson suited up in a strike, flying off over the mountains. Not sure what his job is, we'll find out, but he was just supposed to midfield. Runs down LB, nice little ram from behind. He loves it. LB didn't like it though. You faggot. Ha 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 ha, says Stimson. You know how long that took me. Yeah, I would be pretty pissed. There was a grab. Nigel made a grab. I wasn't watching at the time. He got taken out very quickly by Viper though, didn't go anywhere. Viper put a spin into him, possibly an MA, unless he was just quite slow off the stand. Can't say. So the flag is in the field. Don't know if you'd want it in the field. The shield gen isn't up at the moment, so force field's down. So they'll be wanting to get that up pretty quick. Stimson's coming in and a strike run, just running some people down. Misses them though. They were on the V-pad, not the easy thing. Missiles coming after him. Long range spam coming in on the V-pad. There's no chance I'm going to find who's doing it. I'll try and follow it. But, okay, I'm lost again. Nah, no way. There's just a lot of beige colours around me now. Dribbler has a shield pack. He's suiting up. Has it in for now. Looks like he might be doing a spot of TM in. Or getting irritated with their TM, not doing anything. Grab was made by Bros Melly. He got taken down by Good Guy before he could get anywhere. Disced on the stand. Still 200 ping for Nag. Unlucky. I know how you feel. Stimson flying around. Got a heavy offense in his sights, leaving him be. Doesn't seem to be his job today. Instead he's going to fight with this guy. Bit of horage going on. Who is it? It's Cold Lizard with a satchel on his back. This could be interesting. Remember days of satchels with Dash from 99, just carrying them around on Beggar's Run. Wasn't really sure what he was going to do with it. But it was fun for Zykon to cast, it seemed. So, you know, it might be fun for me too. He could take a while to get there, of course. I don't think he knows where he's going. Mind you, he's got the flag waypoint, which I don't have, which doesn't help me at all. So I just have a completely blank screen, trying to find my way about. Had enough following him. Tega seems to be doing TMing. Got to stop watching the TMs. Let's follow Yanta. I've not watched him very much today. He seems to be TMing too. Okay. Nitoid. LD Snipe. Shield Gen for... Hades is up. In fact, that was LO Snipe. Yes, sniping at Nag. checks if the bass gens are up or down. Hayes bass gens are up. Fire going in on them though, could be taken down soon. EM Viper Jan is in the base, trying to take it down, but he kills himself. Oops. Aha! The EM force field is down. Could we see a grab here? Heavy on off, heavy on flag, good guy though. Sitting there, looking good, full health. Two disc kills so far. That's it. No deaths. Not bad. So, maybe a grab? Maybe? No, he's down in there. Can't see anyone coming in. I would think the gens are going to be back up pretty soon. I'm not even going to bother trying to find the gens to see what state they're in. Other than they are down. I guess that's all you need to know, really, in essence. He's got an imp up here. He's looking pretty happy. Nope, no cappage. Disappointing. Disappointing. Tager's still doing TMing. Who's this in the strike? We have Nitoid in the strike. He seems to be sorted up in assault offense, so maybe a bit of generate pitch. The beak makes a grab. Gets taken down by Nag before he can go anywhere. Very, 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 very boring. So the score currently is 2-1. Domi just nicked Nitoid's strike somehow. I believe Nitoid tried ramming him, jumped out, and then Domi kind of landed in it. So that was nice of him. Let's see what Messi's making here. He's at the V-pad, trying to take it down. Got his plasma rifle out. Gets taken down by Deathstorm before he can. And oh, it's Radiant! He's got a spin fuser out. Oh, shit. Oh, that was nice of him. Well, it was grabbed by Brosmelli. I believe Brosmelli grabbed it, and it was capped. And I couldn't bloody see. Which was no fun. That was nice of him. Sorry about that. Right, the Hades thingy is still down in the force fields. So maybe a grab now, which I won't miss. I better keep my eyes open a bit more. We have Viper playing heavy on flag for Hades. Bugger, I don't believe I missed that. The first bit of action and I miss it. That's just typical, really. Alright, come on. No grabs, no grabs. Ah, the beak is coming in. Shifts the heavy on flag, makes a grab, is in green, orange health, uses his rep kit. Brosmelli's made the grab of the EM flag. This is the beak carrying Hades flag back to his base. He's in orange health, can't see any cover, can't see any LD, but they're there because I can see Jane Hawes. Can't see anything. I can see a tree, there's a cactus. He gets taken down. Flag is by the bridge thing, heading over towards his base. Maybe get picked up. No, it gets returned. Gets returned by LB, I think. Yes. Nope. Nag returned it. Grab Brosmelli still has the hates the EM flag. Shrike is dropped off for him. Bomber tries to bomb him. Misses. He's got people chasing him now. He's got a bit of cover as well, though. I reckon he's going to get this home. Gets MA'd. Red health. He's in the middle of nowhere. He's near the out of bounds thing. Passes it off. Now Spiggs has it. Spiggs is in green health with a shield pack. Passes it off again. Who to? Radiant. Radiant has it. I have no idea where he is. He's near a dead tank. He's getting elfed a bit. Shrike's coming in. Gonna hit him. Yeah, there it is. Stimson takes him down. No way he was gonna miss when he's just floating like that. Flag is in the field. Let's see if someone can pick it up or return it. Come on. There it is. Brosmelli picks it up. He's got cover. Gets rammed. Nice ram. Again. By Nitoid that time. That was a nice bit of striking. EM the beak has grabbed the Hades flag. A bit more action coming out. This is fun. Domi has it. I've still no idea where he is or how close he is to his base. Strike blast is coming in. The ram misses him. There it is. He's at his V-pad now. The guy's just hopped out the strike, calling him down. He's in orange health. He pops under the V-pad, so no one's going to get him. Oh, dear. He gets all the way back home. Stimson just shoots him with one disc, returns it, and that was just bloody fucking boring. Sorry, shouldn't spare. Oops. He got killed under his V-pad and it was returned. Viper Jan from EM grabs the Hades flag. Orange health, got horrors all over him. He's not going to go anywhere. Finally gets taken down by LB. Drops just short of the V-pad. Nag team kills LB with a missile. I reckon that was on purpose. I would. Brosmelli grabs the flag. Orange health. He kind of hit the side thingy though. Drops straight down. Gets ripped apart by Tager's clamp turret. So, Inferno flag, which is the EM flag, is in the field. Hades flag is at the base. I think both thingies are down. Yeah, EM the beak has grabbed Hades flag. Can't see any chasers. Gets sniped though. Red health. Doesn't have a repair pack. a rep kit, whatever you want to call it. Shrike in front of him, Shrike behind him. Gets taken down by Little Boots. Nice blasting. Flags in the field. Gonna get returned, I would think. Getting dished about a bit. Maybe a pickup. I would think this was a return. Right, no, it's a pickup. That's just Sod's Law and all that. Nitoid has picked it up. Orange health, red health, uses the rep kit back to orange, back down to red. At his bridge now. Gets disc though, just as he's getting over the edge of the gorge. Flags back in the field. Possibility this could get picked up. There's Hayes. Oh, it's a very, very nice return by LB. Drops straight in. Spams, I am the greatest. Yes, you rock, says Mega Kid. I don't like it personally, because I might have been able to go, woo, I seen a cat. But I can't now. So, what good is that to me, eh? Not very considerate of casters, as I'm sure any casters out there will know. So score currently is 104-7 in Hayes' favour. If it carries on like this, I'm going to have to do a third map, which I'm not sure I want to do, because I'm not feeling great. But, oh well, I'm sure you'd love to listen to me rant on for another map. Darth Vader's just sitting there, checking his old CC. Another striker. A bit more strike action. Who is it? Come back. It seems to be a Derm. It's the beak in a strike. Oh, he's at LO somehow. Oh no, he's in someone else's strike. Nicks a strike, takes it back to his base, parks it up next to three spider turrets. That was very smart. And they take out his strike, so now he's buggered. Bros Melly grabs the EM flag, he's in green health, gets clamped in the face, goes down to red, gets taken out by the beak, a disc to the face, before he can get anywhere. That was a front to back, I think. A crash cap from Nitoid. Green health, good speed, strike's coming up after him, a missile and everything. Shrike misses him. Quite surprising, that was a reasonably easy ram. Shrike's still with him. Can't see any LD, but the strikers for EM are pretty nasty. The strike gets taken out, though. Nitoid's got it. Still, green health still, he's at his bridge, he's got cover now, can't see anyone coming to get him, looks like it's going to be a cap, mortar spam hits him, he goes into orange health, gets disked by LB, flags in the field, gets picked up by Cold Rodent, mortar spam just misses him, doesn't manage to jump up to the top, he's just kind of wandering around the bottom, he's up there, he's by his flag, gets disked about a bit. Yes, there it is. Cold Rodent makes the cap, scores 108-105, EM winning by 3 grabs. The beak from EM grabs the storm flag. A nice re-grab. Just a strike behind him again. If they can get the same cover as last time, it'll be another cap. I can see LD now, but they're off a bit of a distance. I doubt they can see him too well. In comes the strike cover. Turns to take down that strike that's following him. It's going to ram him. No, it just misses, and who was it? I think it was Stimson. No, it was Nitoid. Jumps out. No, it wouldn't be either, because they're on the bloody other team. Oh well. He's in red health now, getting hauled down. Drops the flag. Finally is taken down by the B. No, LB. LB takes him down. LB returns it, I think. Yeah, LB made the return. Both flags back at base. 109-105. EM winning by 4 grabs. Just saw a bomber. I reckon that was heading to the shield gen, so I should have followed that, but I didn't, because I'm stupid. We have good guy playing heavy on flag still. Can be a bit of a boring job when there's force fields around you, I would imagine. But he seems to be doing alright. Not sure whether it was a great tactic. Seems to be getting shifted reasonably easily once the force fields are down. Maybe worth putting him on another shield D, I don't know. Each to their own. Shriking! Woo! He's going backwards. No, he's jumped out. Radiant was just shriking and causing some havoc. Trying to take out some spawning shrikes. Who is this in a shrike? Stimson jumps out of his shrike just to nick the other one. Gets missile forward, he's not getting anywhere. Rosemary grabs the EM flag, gets sniped, goes down to red health. Orange health with rep kit. Strike coming after him. LD after him. Red health. Strike's going to hit him. He gets taken down before the strike gets to him. By Tega, the TM. And Tega returns it. Well done, Tega. Gold Rodent with an elf gun running about. Possibly midfield. Possibly LD. It's LD. It's hard to tell. He could be miles away. Out of bounds and I wouldn't know. Here we go. What's just spawned? A bomber. But there's been a grab. Bugger. EM, the beak, grabs the Hayes flag. He's running. He's in green health. He's going to have strikes after him, I'm sure. Yeah, they are. Strike cover, though, as well. Missiles coming in at the strikes behind him. Gets taken down. Whoever it was gets jumped out. Looks like possibly Bros Melly. Don't know. He gets taken down. Little Boots kills him. No, it wasn't Little Boots. It was... Anyway, Nitoid's picked it up. Orange health. Chases after him. 2 or 3. Can't see any cover. Gets taken down by LB. Doing a good job of LD today. LB does LD. Oh, I'm so funny. I know. Spigs makes the return. Both flags at base, 110-106, EM wins by 4 grabs so far. Gonna need another one if they want to make anything of that. In fact, no, I don't know what the Muppet Tawny rules are on that. I'll have to find out. Intriguing. Maybe someone can tell me. Rosemary makes a grab, gets taken down by Turret, or what you name it. Nearly flies into a strike. Didn't really want to do that. 8 minutes, 24 seconds left on the game. 110-107. Do I dare risk checking the rules? Nah. Because something interesting will happen as soon as I minimise. Take 30 seconds to load up again, and that'll be no good. So, we'll have to see. Sorry about that. Right, back to the action. Radiant sitting in a bomber. I'm going to follow this bomber. Because hopefully it's going to take me to the shield gens. It's not going anywhere currently. Come on. He's just sitting there being incredibly boring. 7 minutes 40 seconds left on the game. 110-107. Anyone just tuned in? Liquid Fix casting EM versus Hades. Muppet Tournament. Semi-final. Bomber just kills itself. Well done. Let's follow Mega Kid around. Game's gone really quiet all of a sudden for some reason, or is it just me? I guess you wouldn't be able to tell me if it was just me because you're not here. Mega Kid gives a wave. He's in a bomber. Heavy suit. In a bomber. Come on. Shield gens. Here we go. Please. Please. Good guy. Brosmelly made a grab. Dark Vader takes him down. Good guy makes the immediate return. Not going anywhere with that one again. Yes, it looks like shield gens. We're at shield gens. Yes. The BD's seen him. He lands on his head. There's two BD. Drops the mortar into the shield gens. They're going to go down. Gets killed though, but the shield gens are down. There's a bit more pressure on. Let's head to... Who was the heavy on flag for? Was it Deathstorm? No, heavy D. I don't want to be here. I don't know where he is. Tego's now playing LD, not TM. With a sniper rifle, so I presume it's LD. Although I can't actually see the base. But that doesn't really tell you anything, I guess. Oh, there's a bridge. It looks like he's playing LO, in fact. V-pads, spawning strikes. Shield generator is down for Hades. Heavy on flag gets shifted. The EM player comes down just as the force fields go back up. Blocks him. Another Kappa coming in. I think he hit the top of the base, though. Missed the flag. Not too smart. So Viper, red health, not much energy for a shield pack. Recharging it in an hour. If someone could come in and drop a few nades, he'd be down. I bet Annie is hacking me, so I have 200 ping. Yes, says Dark Vader. That was more, by the way. There goes the heavy on flag down. Force field's back up, though, just as he dies. So, nice timing, although you didn't mean it, of course. Righty-ho, let's see if there's anything interesting anywhere. Cold Rodent says, yes, he's doing the same to me. Let's have a look at the pings. They seem to be in Hades' favour, I would say. Yeah, not by a lot, but Hades seem to have the slightly lower pings. It's pretty even, though, so... I won't really make any comment on that. The driver has a shield pack, assault offense, running about somewhere on the map. See if the CC will tell me. No, it won't. That's a lot of good. A few empty strikes floating about. Dark Vader is now suited up for an LO job, maybe. The EM force field is down again. Good guy sitting on the flag. Disc spam coming in, just irritating him. His shield pack's discharged. So his energy's recharging now. The disc spam seems to have stopped, so they must have stopped that. I can hear spikes, but I can see no cappers. Come on. Time limit set. I will check. Shazbot says LB. Yes, it is. Okay, unfortunately, we've got another 4 minutes 37 seconds left. We had a good bit of action in the middle. It seems to have got quiet again. Scores 110-108 for EM still. I don't know whether that'll give them the win with the EM rules. I'm not sure if grabs even come into it. I'm just going to... No, I won't. I won't check, because that would be a really stupid thing to do. Because Sod's Law, something cool will happen and I'll miss it. And then everybody will be unhappy. We don't want unhappy people. The base gens are getting attacked for EM. So they're going to go down quick. Mortar thingies, launchers, that's the one. Firing all over the place. The heavy on flag is good guy, orange health, not much energy, no cappers. Nades ban coming in though. There it is, disc, no grab. I think he managed to body block him still anyway, but he wasn't looking. So well played. Strike D flying about. Let's follow Stimson a bit more if he's striking. That's always fun. In fact, I'm going to follow Infectious. Playing HD. Ah yes, there is a grab rule in this tourney. It is 5. So, yes, it's the same as TL. So I'll say thank you. I can tell them now. So, current state though won't make any difference. It's 110, 108. They're going to have to get 3 more grabs. EM still ahead on the grabs. 3 minutes, 9 seconds left to play. 8 seconds left to play. 7 seconds left. Right, no. Not going to do that because it could take some time to count down through all of them. Let's check out Mega Kid. Mega Kid's just wondering about his base. He's got a heavy suit, maybe some heavy offense. Heading towards that shield generator again. This game is really dragging on. Bomb is suited up. It's got a bomber, a tail gunner, and a pilot, of course. I would expect the tail gunner's just there for the ride, though. My HUDs are gone. There they are. Come back up. Firing missiles off. Taking out those attacking trikes. There he is. He jumps out to the shield gen. Follow the bomber. Oh no. The whole bomber crew is unloading at the shield gen, so we might be able to get the shield gens down again. Although I thought they were down already. No, shield gens are up. Attacking force comes in. Mortars get flying about. Shield gen goes down. Grab is made by Yantar. Very nice timing. Red health gets sniped. Spike turrets as well. Disked by Cold Rodent. Doesn't go anywhere. Flags in the field. Gets returned by Cold Rodent. Maybe a re-grab? I wouldn't think so. But that doesn't mean there won't be one. So that's 110-109. There's the grab. Who was it? Radiant made the grab. Green health. Going a bit of a funny direction. Getting snipe blasted. They're hitting him as well. Orange health. No rep kit left. A lot of whoring strikes all over the place. Ah, it's not looking good. He gets taken down by Cold Rodent. It gets returned. Polka Dot Zip comes in and says, need players. No, 12 and 12. So he's just going to sit there on Observer for a while. 1 minute 30 left to play. And look at Cold Rodent playing LD. See if there's a grab. Hopefully there will be. The flag is clear. EM's flag is clear, apart from a couple of LDs, so they've got an easy grab. Ping's just gone through the roof, which was nice of it, as it tends to. They've got a cloaker on the flag. Nope, he just spawned. I would have laughed otherwise. Right, Kappa coming in. Misses the flag. I think he might have got MA'd by one of the LD. 3 LD sitting on the flag currently. Scores 111-110. Now Hades are winning by one grab. 60 seconds left in the game. It's going to be a draw, which means there's going to be a third map. I might need to find someone to cast the third map for me. I'm not sure if I can. Spigs has made a grab. Green Hell getting strike to pieces. Horde to pieces. Discs lying in. Taken down by a chain gun. Dark Vader kills him. Gets returned. 38 seconds left in the game. It's grabbed and dropped by Cold Lizard. They seem to be going for a grab war. They return it anyway. I don't know if they wanted to do that since they're going for a grab war. Rosemary makes another grab. It's 112. He's in green health though. Gets sniped. Orange health. Can't see anything coming behind him other than a lot of chain gun bullets, but it's not hitting him. Strike's dropped off. The beak grabs the flag. Gets killed by LB. Drops it again. Rosemary gets killed by Little Boots. Team killed Rosemary with a mine. Just a random mine in the middle of nowhere. Yantar, 4, 3, 2, 1, has the flag. Not going to get home. Scores 112, 111. Hate's favour. It's a tie on that game. I'm going to have to see if I can get someone to cast the third one. I'll get a bit more music back on a minute. So EM have won the first map. If the second map was a draw, so EM can't lose now, I don't know. I don't know what happens in the event of a tie. Can't really have a tie in a tournament, I guess. Some kind of sudden death type thing, maybe. We'll have to see. right. I think I'm trying to get Chosen to take over for me. To do the third map. Third map, by the way, is Capture and Hold Equinox. Teams are coming in. We've got 8 for EM, 11 for Hades. Players coming in off to mode, loading up. I'm going to quit 2-2 now, see if I can get someone to come in. Right. Right, Chosen says he can take over for me, which is nice of him. So hopefully you can still hear what's going on in the third map. So it's looking good for EM. Win, draw, they can't lose now. Unless there's some dodgy rules with the tournament, not sure what they are. I'll have you do it in a minute. Come on, children. Been told if it's a draw they play sudden death CTF. Not sure how that works, thanks for that information, Blaine. Joe's is just restarting, then he'll join. I'm gonna get off the server now so he can get on. I think he's on the other server, which is 8030 on the end rather than 8010, or whichever one I've got, the opposite. Thank you to anyone who was listening. This has been Liquid Fix casting Hades versus EM. Currently it's a tie on the second map. EM won the first map, so we'll see how the third map goes. Bye-bye.